We let that shit play.
Fuck it, we do it live.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Oh, some Bell Riley shit.
Ah, shit.
But nah, but but nah, I wanted to, I was talking to the homie Shiggy today on some philosophical stuff. That's how come I texted y'all. I'm going to be on my philosophical vibes. But the thing that I wanted to, like, talk about for real is we were talking about the concept of, like, do you have free will? Like, do we as humans have free will? And the way that we kind of got into that topic is essentially just, like, me questioning, like, my life right now, where I'm at. And, like, I feel like my dream is, like, my heaven, and, like, me working, like, something that's not fulfilling my purpose is, like, my hell. And I currently feel like I'm in purgatory. And so I say that to say, like, I was just wondering, like, because the way that Shiggy was explaining to me the, like, if the question that do we have free will was, he was like, yeah, he believes that we have free will to choose, like, the choices that are presented to us, but the choices that are presented to us aren't necessarily, like, by our choice. Like, it's, like, by who you are as a person, and then also your race, your gender, where you are geographically, like, shit like that. So I wanted to talk to y'all about that shit, because that shit was a fire-ass conversation, and I was like, do y'all think we have free will?
Honest, I like to say it's a little bit of both. In a sense, I kind of agree with Shiki. Yeah. Like, we never get to choose what we start off at, and we're genetically designed to like what we like.
Yeah.
You know, things that there are certain things that calls to us, and it's up to us to whether accept it or deny ourselves of that.
Yeah.
That comes from even the smallest of choices we make, like whether to walk down like a certain street or to turn left or right. Anything, you know, like that, like just as small as that, it's that deep. So
yeah,
in a sense, it's a little bit. Yeah, you just gotta accept it or deny it.
I feel like I've been thinking about that in the perspective and the idea of like political correctness and like being PC and shit. Like, mm-hmm. If we have free will, because I was like, I want to be on some Kanye shit, bro. Like, I want to be like the bar where he's like, I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me. Like, I want to be on that shit. Yeah. Like, whenever like niggas like talk to me like, and it's being videotaped or recorded or whatever, and I'm like I don't want to have to like be like, this is how I feel because I have to politically align with these ideals and these people. I want to just be able to say what the fuck I mean, like mean what the fuck I say. So that's kind of like where that was coming from, because I was feeling like once I got to a certain level of like quote unquote fame or whatever, like, I'm going to have to, like, compromise like that. But I was like, why, bro? Like, I want to be on my Kanye, like, I'm on TV talking like it's just you and me, nigga. Yeah. Like, fuck that shit.
I don't think you have to, even if you're on, if you're up to that level of fame, I don't think you have to compromise for shit.
Mm-hmm.
It just depends on what you're trying to do with your life and how you're trying to move. Because if you talk your shit and your shit is not to the standard or the norm, you're gonna turn some heads. But that's the whole entire point of being a human. You be yourself, and being yourself is gonna turn some heads. Sometimes those heads need to be turned, and you need to check yourself. However, whatever you want to do, you just do it.
Yeah,
you just do it. However, going back to the question, you have limits on what you can do. However, you have the free choices to do whatever the fuck you want. Like, for example, I was born to a single mother, black, in Chattanooga. And from that alone, there's a few things that has been set in stone in my life. And that gave me a lot of my work ethic and my independence, in a sense. However, And with that, I can go out and do whatever I want. Like, my environment, the environment I grew up in was set, but I still made my own decisions within that environment, which shaped who I am today. And then on top of that, I am a grown-ass man now, and I have the free will to make the choices I want. However, I have to make these choices, and the choices that I make right now determines the constraints I have in the future. So I think that we do have free will. However, we put the constraints on ourselves about what we are able to do.
Mm.
Because to a certain extent, we start creating our environment with the choices that we make.
That's true. Like, I perfectly agree with that, because you can be from anywhere, but if you're really set to do something, you can make it happen.
Yeah.
You know, so as far as, you know, being able to do or say what you want, you can always do it, but, like, you gotta also be prepared for what comes with that, because, like Joe said, not everybody gonna like how you said something or what you said. And then also with that, you gotta also keep in mind, people might not like what they hear when it comes from you, you know. So you know, somebody can say the exact same thing, the exact same way, but it might come out differently because, I don't know, they might have some beef with themselves and you kind of show it out in the open.
How important do you think that is, like, the message and the messenger aligning? Like, somebody saying, somebody, like, let's say, like, how everybody was getting on Khloe Kardashian because she was like, y'all need to work out and do this shit. And because it's like her message of, like, working out and self-improvement was fire. But they were like, you do surgery. So it's like, bro, why the fuck are you talking about this shit? So how do y'all feel about that? Like, if the message is super fire, does it have to come from the right person?
I kind of agree with, like, Nolan, because personally, and everybody can hate me for this, I don't give a fuck, I don't like the Kardashians. I only like Kendall, and she's not even a Kardashian. We can argue about it. She's a Jenner. Anyway, so for me, hearing Khloe say that would still be like a huge, like, you get surgery, fuck you talking about, yada, 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 yada. But if somebody like, I don't know, Nicki Minaj, who also has gotten surgery, came out and said it, it was like, we all need to work out, I probably would be a little more receptive of it. And just going along with, like, free will, it's kind of my choice to perceive what I want from different people, right? Like, I could alter my perception if I wanted to, but I don't really want to, because I don't like the Kardashians, and I don't want to like the Kardashians. I have no desire to like the Kardashians. So nothing they say is ever going to be appealing to me until it comes out of somebody else's mouth. You know what I mean? Then I'm like, okay, cool. I also feel like kind of where our conversation is going, it sounds like free will is a little bit circumstantial. Like, it's based on, like, kind of the cards you've been dealt in life. So, like, for instance, JoJo was saying he was born to a single Black mother in chat, and then all these other things that kind of put things in place for how his life was going to start. But also, I feel like any point after that, though, is, like, your choice, right? It's like you have options and you get to decide every day what you want to do. Like, we decide every day to continue living, because if we didn't want to live, we would have killed ourselves already. We have a choice, right? To live or die. Yeah. And if you really want to take matters into your own hands, you could choose how you die. Mm-hmm. Like, but for those of us who choose to live, we don't get to choose how we die. Does that make sense?
I get what you're saying, but not necessarily. Like, for example, if we go to Midsommar, the movie, they once they turn 60 years old, they're like, all right, bro, we're killing ourselves.
Well, that's, but then again, they got to choose what age, well, kind of what age, and then also how they want to go, right? Mm-hmm. And then they also made a conscious choice that, okay, I'm going to live up until 60. So I'm sure everything they did up until they got to 60 was like, I'm trying to stay alive so that when I hit this age, I can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But for those of us who are not thinking that way, like, I'm not thinking about when I want to die, and I'm not trying to choose when I want to die. I guess the alternate to that is I don't know when I'm going to die, and I don't know how I'm going to die.
Mm.
You get what I'm saying? So, like, I'm choosing to live, but I'm also losing the option of how I'm going to go and when I'm going to go and what going to go looks like in my world. Is what I'm saying. Like, I think too, when we make wait, did that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Also too, like, when we make our choices, sometimes we don't consider the consequences until they're happening, mm-hmm. which is like not a bad thing, because some people are, you know, like, I like to ask for forgiveness rather than permission. And so, like, there's also the back end to that of, like, you can make a choice to rob a bank, or you can make a choice to do something that's against the law. But the consequence is you're probably going to go to jail, and it's not going to be, like, the trajectory of your life is going to change. So the choices you make are going to alter, or the options that are presented to you are going to change, too.
Mm-hmm. No, I agree with that. And going on one of those trees or branches from the point, it was interesting that you said some people do not look at the cons before they act, or everyone has like situations where they like just go off the fly and don't really think of the consequences. And I think that's one thing that we as a people need to kind of get better at, especially me, because I like to look at all the consequences before I act. And then based off the consequences and the pros, I act off that shit. So I can make sure that I don't make any decisions that can take away all of my options. And if I'm going to make a decision that might do that, I try to think of the best way or path in order to take away a lot of the cons, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that was really interesting when you brought that shit up.
Yeah, I'll also say, along with free will, like, what's to say that someone was predisposed to make a certain decision about something? Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, that's outside of ourselves. So, like, we're thinking we're making our own decisions, but little do we know we're also playing in a bigger picture, you know, type situation. Mm-hmm. That we would never really be able to know about until probably, I don't know, looking back on certain things.
Yeah. Hindsight is 20/20.
Yeah. Oh, for real, though.
And I like that you said that, too. I'm reading this book by Jay Shetty, and he's a really, like, popular podcaster, and his podcast is called On Purpose. And he used to be a monk, which I didn't know that from watching his podcast. I found that out during his reading his book. And one of the things that he really pushes and promotes is the idea of meditation, because when you do kind of like shut your brain off to that external noise, it's almost like filtering it out, because like you said, we do kind of get exposed to things that like would make you kind of waver a certain way based off this is what society says, or this is what your family feels, or your friends are going this way. So like So, like, you're right. And so I think, too, like JoJo was saying, you kind of have to, like, almost go internally and within. And that is the, like, point of meditation, because then you don't make a rash decision without looking at the bigger picture and without seeing all the outcomes. So I think in my journey, as just like my journey through life, I'm learning that in order to make a sound decision and really have free will to where it's like free will and my choice is going to make me happy, I have to like filter out external noise and then also look within myself and figure out like, what do I value? And is this choice going to reflect a value of mine, or is it going to reflect something I don't value? Like, as young people, we don't always do that. We don't always like take a look in. We kind of just, I want to do this, so let's do it, because we get that like feeling and that energy and that urge. But as I'm getting older, I'm learning I can't always go with a feeling, because that can lead to a consequence.
Rollin' with the same niggas I started with on the corner. Still rapping that nuka shit with a 32-ounce Corona. Yeah, only thing really changed, nigga check coming in with a bonus. Pulled up in the well, splashing up, got me feeling like Jonah. Woke up one morning, told myself I ain't taking no L's. Phone start to ring, bitches wanna ring when your name ring bells. Hey, you talking about I don't wanna talk, concentrate on these sales. Nigga popping up, got the popping up, Glock 40 fling shells. Yeah, I know I said I never change. Worked it's hard to stay the same, yeah. The Chevy hit the light, the color change, yeah. Three different bitches, they all in the change, yeah. We was lifting sofa, scraping change, yeah. Never thought we'd end up getting straight, yeah. Niggas, sometimes things gotta change, yeah. Niggas, sometimes things gotta change, yeah. Ass chick said I'm acting different, yeah. Called 100 times, but I ain't here, why? Was way too busy making plays. That bitch that out here looking for a change. Yeah. That Chevy old and they see now. They once blind, but they see now. Little ratchet bitch from the east side. She gon' turn and flip 4-3-5. Nigga, if your pockets on zero, my tolerance is on zero. I sing you back like a veto. And that's extra clips like a B-roll. My fist raised to my people. In the dirty hamper with the clean clothes. Tell chasing money, them C-notes. My life is moving no vivo. Nigga coming through, I'm like Debo. Get drug away like a repo. Won't catch me doing no free flows. Don't inquire, just keep those. I came up and then switched up and then turned into a savage. They caught the sauce, got dripped on, they don't even know what happened. That young nigga got juicy, ain't got shit to do with rapping. Said fuck niggas, then kept moving, you can catch my ass trapped. Yeah, I know I said I'd never change, yeah. But I ain't worked this hard to stay the same, yeah. The Chevy hit the light, the color change, yeah. Three different bitches, they all in the change, yeah. We was lifting sofa, scraping change, yeah. Never thought we'd end up getting straight, yeah. Sometimes things gotta change, yeah. Nigga, sometimes things gotta change, yeah.
Yeah, I agree with, I agree with that. Whenever I was talking to Shiki, he was telling me that, like, what you want to do in terms of, like, the choices that you make is make sure that you can live with it. Like, the choice that you make whenever you go to sleep and you're, like, thinking about all the shit that you did that day and you're like, damn, I kind of wish I didn't, like, lean into, like, what they had wanted instead of, like, what I had wanted, because, like, now you're up thinking about it. And you know how people be like, as long as you can sleep with it type shit. It's like that idea, like as long as you could like go to sleep and be like, yeah, I did like my best in my situation. So that's kind of how I've been like approaching it. Like now it's just like a lot of things I know I have very controversial opinions, quote unquote. And so I was like, I still have to like live in my truth and share that opinion, because like I'm gonna be able to go to sleep and be like, that's my truth. Like, that's my fucking truth, bro. Like, you just gonna have to take that. And like, I'm just learning that I gotta be okay with the like, no one was saying like the backlash of like, this is our truth and we want you to reside with our truth. And when it's not my truth, I can't reside with it, bro. I'm sorry.
And what's crazy about that is there's probably people who would be against you that actually feel the way you feel. It's just that they're not in a position to really talk that, or they feel like inferior to you, because how are you able to do what they've never been able to do? Like, you got to also think about that too. And then I guess looking inward, I feel like a lot of people can't do that because deep down they won't like what they see. So they're going to avert their eyes to literally anything, you know? So I think that's why a lot of depression hits at night, because during the day you can distract yourself with any and everything. But when you have to sit down and lay still, like certain things you weren't trying to think about just sneak back in. So,
but you know. I found that looking at those flaws and letting those thoughts creep in, it helps me out. Like, for example, recently I had my first like real teaching, like, all right, I'm leading the class. And I was just thinking, I was like, oh, I messed up here. I need to do this better. 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 Because I'm really, really hard on myself in my mind. And I feel like it's with everyone. But in my mind, I'm really hard on myself when I make mistakes. And I'm like, oh, I got to get better. I got to get better. I got to get better. I got to get stronger. I got to get better. And that's just how my mind works. But when I try to like take my mind off that shit, it just gets stronger. It gets stronger and stronger. So I found that when I sit down and I really think about every scenario, like, okay, when I messed up here, when I stuttered here, what was my thought process? What did I do? Why did I think like that? Why did I feel like I messed up? Okay, I need to do this better. I need to do this. And in order to get this right, I just have to do this next time. And I just go through every scenario, just play it back over and over again with different ways. And I'm just like, all right, seeing how it works. And then when I started teaching today and I was able to get one-on-one with my students and talk to them and be able to sit down with some of my students and encourage them and be like, hey, keep on going, do you, like, and having those teaching opportunities again, I came back stronger because I sat through the L. I sat through the failure. I sat through that L, and I was like, all right, let me come back stronger. This is how I'm going to come back this time.
And I think that's the difference between people who are stagnant in life and people who are like embracing change or determined to grow, because sitting in that uncomfortability is like crucial to the growth process. So like Nolan was saying, some people avert from that and don't really want to, you know, address that you have an ugliness to you or a negativity to you, or you have done something, you know what I mean, that is like just not cool. And everybody thinks they're like this great person. And it's okay to strive for greatness and try and put your best foot forward every day. But it's also part of being a great person is acknowledging when you are doing wrong and acknowledging when you've done someone wrong. Because if you don't know you've done someone wrong, it's going to become a cycle when you start doing that. And being uncomfortable and understanding that you have flaws, but you can like grow from that, it just makes you like, it increases the positivity in your life, because then, you know, the next day, like JoJo was saying, the next day, you know where you messed up at. So don't repeat that. And if you do repeat that, correct it right then and there. Don't like wait until it's time to reflect again, correct it while you're doing it. Because, like, it's one thing to acknowledge it, right? And then it's one thing to acknowledge it and then not act on it. Mm-hmm. You want to acknowledge what's wrong and then correct the action. Because acknowledgement and speaking it out is nothing if you're not going to change what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And in order to understand that concept, you have to sit in that uncomfortable place of okay, I lied to this person and I didn't have to lie. I could have just stood in my truth, like Nick was saying, and they're either going to accept my truth or not, but it's my truth. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then the next day, you move forward with, I'm going to tell the truth as much as I can. And when I catch myself about to lie, I got to either stop myself or say, you know what, bro? I ain't going to cap. I kind of just cap. So, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, and that's being real too. Like, it's kind of being you. We all make mistakes and people forget that you should let yourself make mistakes, so that you can correct them and move forward in a positive way.
That's true. Very true. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just about to say, a lot of people just want to be perfect, or even worse, like, some people don't even know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. You know, like, you know, that's, I feel like that's the importance of therapy too, because sometimes talking to someone about what it is you're thinking or replaying a situation, sometimes it needs that third person point of view to kind of point out certain patterns in what you're doing. So you can, you know, decide for yourself whether, you know, to heed their warnings or whatnot and take the road to be better, or just be like, ah, they don't know what they're talking about, and just sit in it, you know?
Yeah, I look at it like collaboration, bro. Like, whenever you're, like, making music, if you just make something, like, in your house by yourself and shit, and you, like, have no outside opinions and stuff, it's, like, it can be, like, great and whatever, but if you get that, if you get that third perspective on it, they could, like, tell you something or help give you something that could elevate it past, like, what you can put in. So in that same way, I feel like we need to collaborate emotionally. And so, like, whenever you, like, say something and you're, because I have that a lot where I'm just, like, in my head about a certain situation, and, like, talking with the homies has been really helpful. But I'm realizing, like, the therapy thing is, like, also, like, I need to, like, get into that too, because, like, there's only so much, like, a homie is, like, professionally, like, you know, like, can say and shit. But, like, just the collaboration of emotions, bro, I feel like that's important moving on, especially as Black men, bro, because, like, I feel like I want to, like, not to put, like, my business out there, but I feel like I want to, like, talk about my, talk to my, like, pops more about, like, emotional shit, not just, like, not on some, like, oh, let's cry and kumbaya, but, like, more about, like, how come you was like this when I was growing up? Because this affected me. Oh, okay, I see. You was going through this. For sure. Type shit. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's... Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, what were you about to say?
No.
I was just about to say, I've definitely had to learn myself, especially these last couple of years, that, you know, my parents are people too. You know, and they went through things, and how they survived and go through it, that they just held on to it. And however it affected me, like, at this point, I'm going to have to learn, you know, like, I like to say, what claim what's my, really mine and what's not really mine. Like, if I feel anxiety about a certain thing, I got to really think about, is this really me? Or is this what I've always seen? And, you know, like, I just have to let that go, because that's not my problem, or, you know, like, that's not, you know, what I have to deal with, or that's not what's really me. So I'll say in that, you know, and try to have those conversations with your, you know, your dad. Just keep in mind, you know, he's human too. And I guess this is something I also kind of learned. It's kind of like a like a cynical way of thinking about it, but I think parenthood, you're gonna fail your kid one way or another. You just got to figure out, you know.
Facts, bro.
You know. So you just gotta figure out what you're gonna how you're gonna fail your kids and how you're gonna help them through it. You know?
I don't think that you'll know how you're gonna fail your kid. No. But I think that if you establish, this goes into the question I was gonna ask, is like, I think if you establish a good relationship to where you can be emotional to your kid, or just have that open dialogue without too much shit going on, I think you can have a conversation. Because that's what teaching has been teaching me so far. I'm applying the same skills of when I talk to my friends about life and how I move with them to these kids. And a lot of these kids are starting to open up to me because of that. They're starting to tell me things that they probably wouldn't tell any other teacher because of that and because I look like them. That's two reasons. And it's because I don't, when they tell me something like, oh, I smoke or I do this, I don't immediately be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
You should be doing this. Yeah. I'm just like, okay, for sure. Like, you out here fucking a bunch of females? Okay, do that, bro. Do you. I wouldn't advise against that, but just do you, bro. Do you. And I'm staying in my lane until something bad happens. And then I'll be like, hey, bro. What do we talk about? Because I know that, like, if I go too hard and just be like, hey, bro, I don't think you should do this. I don't think you should do this. It's going to just bring them away. And I think that's where a lot of parents kind of forget when they were kids a little bit. They forget a little bit because they want us to do better than them. And they want us to not make the same mistakes. However, we just got to let them do what they do. Let them do what they do, and they'll come to us if we just establish that connection. So I wanted to ask, Nick, if since your dad kind of might have not established that emotional connection, do you think that you're going to try to establish that with your kid?
Yeah, I was gonna add on that, like, I want to do that, but I also like the shit that Nolan said about you're going to, like, fail your kid one way or another. I feel like that's kind of gonna be like how I fuck up, in the sense of, like, because I didn't have that close relationship, I'm gonna try to force that close relationship, and then they might be like, bro, like, I need my space type shit. So, like, I'm trying to kind of, like you were saying, find a balance and just understand and realize and let them do what they need to and, like, live their life and kind of grow as, like, and develop as a human being. But I do, like, that is something that is important for me whenever I do have kids, to, like, be, like, how was school? Like, what did y'all do? Like, how are you? Like, how are you feeling, bro? Like, how are you taking in everything that you're experiencing? Like, that is very important for me, because, like, if I feel like if I had that, like, growing up and shit, like, my worldview and how I treat people and how I just, like, not to blame, like, my, like, inconsistencies on that, like, on my parents, but... like, I feel like that would have helped me a lot. It would have, like, put me onto, like, shit, and I would have been able to, like, maybe sustain some relationships longer, maybe, like, been able to move differently. But that's all a what if. And I just, like, take that thought process that I, like, went through, like, realizing what was, like, going on in my childhood, and be able to be like, yo, I'm here for you if you need to talk, like, if you need to get some shit off. And I got some wisdom too, Nick. I've been through some shit.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Oh, no.
Ah.
Young pimp type dude, my click type rude. My whip like blue, like Crips my crew. I spit my truth, you niggas lie like it's nighttime. Trying to figure my team out, niggas might need a lifeline. Cause niggas built different all across the board. We failed the mission, if in years we all just mopping floors. I'm just trying to be copping drawers out of designer stores. With a model whore, she the hottest and she'll swallow for what she cannot afford. I'm rocking Jordans that dropped the year before I was born in. Touring the world, enjoying the fruits of my labor. Boy, I can do you no favors. Nobody ever did that shit for me. Nigga, nobody ever emptied a clip for me or did a bit for me. I spit this shit for me. Nobody else but y'all can come along. And y'all can step if y'all feel something wrong. Cause nigga, it's my way or the highway. So nigga, straighten up and fly right before I fly away. Ain't got no time to waste.
Yeah, I got a lot of shit up in my head and I just feel it should be said, goddamn. I got my Glock and stick under my bed. A nigga trippin' and he dead, goddamn. I gotta mind my business, get my bread. Y'all let these bitches in instead, goddamn. I gotta watch these niggas, they the feds. That shit a sickness and it spreads, goddamn.
In 6 months, I accomplished a lot. Studio sessions and big blunts. Can't be bothered by thoughts, I'm trying to get money. I ain't trying to be honey with hoes. I can't be stunting these hoes. I'm acting funny to hoes. Cause broke niggas don't get no play. These hoes ain't with you if you don't get no pay. So I figured I'ma just get going weight. The shit is so fake. Man, I need guala, so freaks holler. If my pocket's low, I don't even bother. She need nada from a nigga with no paperwork. Who can't get the bitch her favorite purse? But she ain't got you shit box to hit. That's just the way it works. These bitches is flawed. This lazy earth is pissing me off. I've written it off. It made me certain Olympus will fall on God. But when shit pop, that bitch stop to give me top. These women thoughts, but they make the world go round, so this shit won't stop. So come to terms with it. On top of that, it's probably germs in it. So pray to God that you don't get burned in it. This is disturbed business.
I got a lot of shit up in my head, and I just feel it should be said, goddamn. I got my Glock and stick under my bed. A nigga tripping and he dead, goddamn. I gotta mind my business, get my bread. Y'all let these bitches in instead, goddamn. I gotta watch these niggas, they the feds. That shit a sickness and it spreads, goddamn. I got a lot of shit up in my head, and I just feel it should be said, goddamn. I got my Glock and stick under my bed, a nigga trippin', goddamn. I gotta mind my business, get my bread, y'all let these bitches in instead, goddamn. I gotta watch these niggas, they the feds, that shit a sickness.
I see marijuana, release air problem. I'm smoking on booth. I'm cheesing and chonging alone in the booth. I'm in need of my solace. I'm going to the truth. Think I be way too honest. I'm gone in the loop, but the beat really vibing. I throw it in the noose. I keep this shit knotted. I go off the roof. Demons behind me. Go off the roof and the demons behind me.
They like you, but skiing like Rob.
A nigga might swing, but he ain't gon' slide.
A nigga so cold,
she say I'ma hide it. The hoes off us all, but you gave him a molly. Yo, nigga so drunk, take his ass to O'Reilly. Oh, really? That boy said that he wanna shot me. Can't kill me. That boy better hire somebody. You feel me? He can't get me out of my body.
Well, I need a vacation song from the side.
Had to get on the line, make a nigga be quiet.
Yo, nigga so fly, I don't need a co-pilot. Nigga so damn high, let the weed call sign me.
You on the fly, but you cannot come find me.
Wine online, but you can't come find me.
Come for me if you wanna give me a problem. I said you a grim if you wanna be grinding.
To the rig for reparations.
Lately, I be no problems instead of patience. Lately, I be no mobbing instead of matrix. Take a peep in my noggin, I couldn't fake it. Take a reefer inside me for better places. I can't be complacent with my situation. Boy, the way I design is beyond the grace. If you play with my life, then you better take it. You meditate, bitch.
I got a lot of shit up in my head, and I just feel it should be said, goddamn. I got my Glock and stick under my bed. A nigga trippin', I got a mind my business, get my bread. Y'all let these bitches in instead, goddamn. I gotta watch these niggas, they the feds. That shit a sickness and it's
spread. I see marijuana, release air
problem. I'm smoking on booth. I'm teaching and chonging alone in the booth. I'm in need of my solace. I'm prone to the truth. Think I be way too honest. I'm gone in the loop with the beat really vibing. My throat in the noose. I keep this shit knotted. I go off the roof with demons behind me. Go off the roof with my demons behind me.
As long as you step outside, life gonna teach you something. So you good on that. Nah, I feel you on that. Like, I want to do the same thing because, to be real, like, I feel like I wasn't really able to kind of say how I really felt as a kid, you know, and stuff like that, to the point where I just felt like, I can deal with it, you know, and stuff like that. So, you know, whenever people ask, like, oh, how you feeling? I always say, I'm good. No matter what, I always got a smile because I don't want to see people, you know, like, see me down. But, like, that's important, too. Like, a lot of times men are taught that we can't feel. All we can feel is anger or nothing else. You know, just monotone. Like, we can't care about shit. Yeah. So, yeah. I'll say definitely just try to be your whole self when you have kids. Even now, like, you can still be yourself, you know, around people. Like, you don't have to put on a facade or anything or have to hide how you feel about things. Because if you actually just speak your truth, a lot of times it ends up better than trying to hold it in, because then you're just at war with yourself. You know, you dealing with that. And then you might get into a cycle where people would just assume that you're always good. And then you start questioning, oh, do people really care about me and stuff like that? But you've already trained people to let them think that you're always fine. Yeah. So you got it, bro. You know, you got an idea of what's holding you back. So from there, just try to take baby steps into, you know, trying to let people know how you feel and stuff like that. So.
That was
fun. Yeah, appreciate it. Be preaching it now and then.
God, this man was my mentor freshman year of college.
God.
Man, bro, those, like, I'm thinking you talking about music stuff. Like, to be honest, you was probably always better than me. I was just, I don't know, in the studio more. Like, I just had the tools longer, but I think you really studied more than I did. And musically, I think you got better much quicker than I have. So I appreciate, like, when you used to say that, I used to be like, cool, but, like, my stuff's still trash, so okay. You know?
You have a particular sound that, like, is really chill and smooth, and I really fuck with it.
Appreciate it.
Especially, I like, go for it.
No, I was just about to say, I don't think I got what the streets want, but, like, I know I got some heat on me, though. I know music.
Yeah.
You did a whole score at one point, didn't you?
Yeah, like, for a friend's documentary.
Mm-hmm.
Like, made some songs for it. That's probably my best work, but
I was gonna say, what was that process like doing the score, and, like, I guess how well did you connect with what you were scoring, like the work that you were doing?
Yeah, it was actually a documentary one of my friends did. It was about code switching. It's called Masquerade by Stu Lloyd Segan. And yeah, like, the whole premise of the documentary was, like, it was, like, interview style. Like, he had, like, different questions he asked, like, a few other students on campus, including myself. And I basically just went with how the questions made me feel or what type of emotions the questions would invoke, and just went from there. Yeah. It was also his request, like, hey, I want this certain sound here, or hey, I want this at the end. So it was a very collaborative process, and, you know, it just came together naturally. So,
Have y'all ever been in like situations or, yeah, I'm gonna say situations where like you were collaborating with someone, but for whatever reason you weren't gelling? Like, and how do y'all like attack that? Because not saying like that's happening to me, but I'm thinking about it. Would you just like not work on the project, or would you like try and change up your style, or do you like give in and just give them what they want and get the project over with? Like, how would y'all as musicians, as creatives, attack that?
It just depends on if that person is willing to let me be me within the project. If I can't be me, because I have a hard time working with people if I am getting on that shit. Because a lot of people want me to rap or sing or do something on their project. However, they do not take me into account when they try to do this. So they give me this shit. I'm like, bruh, I don't fuck with this shit. But they try to force me on that shit. However, I think the best collaborations I've had is with Charlie. Because me and Charlie, we vibe hella hard. And also, he understands how that I produce and he produces, and we can merge together and we can go back and forth and shit. You know, like, yeah, on some like Goku and Vegeta shit. But a lot of people try to get me on some shit, and I'm like, ah, bro, like, this is fire, but, like, I don't fuck with this track for me to get on that shit. However, I would say that when that does happen, I try to be like, hey, bro, how about we change this a little bit? However, most of the time that artist is like, bro, I want this. And it's like, mm-hmm. All right, it cuts off like all, what's it called? What's it called when you like, not consideration, when accommodation maybe? Mm. Nah.
Compromise.
Okay. Compromising. Like, if you're not willing to compromise within your art, then it shuts it down immediately if that artist cannot fit into what you're trying to do. However, if you could just go into the project being like, all right, we're about to sit down, and even if this shit is trash, we're just about to sit down, cook up, and whatever we cook up is what we cook up, and have both artists there in the process, I think it works out so much better. Because me and Nolan, when we did that shit just went hard every time. Because we were just chilling together. We were just vibing together. We made the beat together. And it just went so much more smoothly than, yo, I need you to get on this shit and do this.
Yeah. I feel like if you vibe as a person, the music follows, because it's just an extension of yourself. That's if you're actually making music just for, you know, expression. If you're trying to get on and trying to get the hits, then you probably going to do some things that's not going to sit right with you completely. Like, you might have to work with somebody you don't really mesh with completely, but hey, you're trying to get paid, so you got to make this work, you know, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But, like, if it's just, like, a collaboration, like, I'm only going to do what feels right, then the collaboration's going to work. And if they don't, if anything else, if you mess with them as like an artist or whatever, you could be like, hey, I'm not really feeling this process. We can at least try to start from scratch on something else. Or I can try to send you something later on and we can collaborate on that. But yeah, sometimes collaborations just don't work, you know? Yeah. And you just got to be able to say, hey, this ain't working.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, I'm starting to look at like collaborations like world. And so I'm like, some worlds just like don't fit together. Like like, not to, because I don't know, they might do this shit and then I'm gonna look stupid as hell. But like Harry Potter and like Hunger Games is never gonna be like meshing type shit because they're
too nah, bro. That can definitely mesh.
How could that mesh?
Can I get
Harry Potter and Hunger Games?
They kind of go
a Harry Potter world with Hunger Games. A Hunger Games with Harry Potter.
I'm saying the two different worlds. The two different worlds.
I was gonna say it's two different worlds because like I'm saying then like, in Hunger Games, magic would have to be real.
Type shit. Like I'm saying like how everybody is a universe type shit. And so some universes like
and would Harry Potter's world really ever end, like to the point where they gotta fight to certain death for like all that shit?
But merging the two worlds and creating something new, you can do that. I think worlds can mix. Two different worlds can mix. Mm-hmm. However, the two different worlds have to be there in the process of mixing. Unless it's like, all right, I'll give you two examples. You have Charlie and I. Charlie is on a whole different plane than where I'm at. I make like really, 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 really dark shit. He likes really, really light shit and like chill, like and like triumphant shit. I like really dark, depressing shit. When we come together, we make a fusion of that. And it's okay because it's just we're both there at the same time we're making this thing. Whenever Jacob and Charlie get together, they make like really, 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 really poppy, bright shit, right? And if they try to get me on that really, really poppy, bright shit without me being there already, I'm like, bruh, nah, fuck that shit. It's too much. It's too much. However, if I'm with Charlie and Jacob while they're making their shit, and I'm like there, and I'm like, oh, I can fit in here, and I can add a little bit of my darkness within that shit, so my world don't just get completely shattered, right? So, and then you have knowing your artist or knowing the artist or knowing the world that you're going to, for example. When I was making Dick Juice, and I was like, Taj, I know you love drill music, and I know you love Cardi. I know you love that shit. Here is a loop and some stems. Go crazy with that shit. Because I know you. I know who you are, and I know what kind of music you make. I know that you're cold as fuck at drums. So I need you to do this. And he's like, for sure. And it's because I knew his skill set and I was like, all right, if I give him this, he's going to kill that shit immediately. So I gave him that shit and he killed that shit immediately. Sent that shit back in like 30 minutes. And
o'clock, I'm already faded. 12 o'clock, I'm finna lose my patience. Really woke up ready to get wasted. Unmotivated, intoxicated. You walking through the door already naked. Body so crazy, why ain't you famous? I'm feeling sick, you my medication. My other half, my translation. Baby, do you know what I'd do? I'd fight, swing a knife, even pay the pipe for it. Heart empty, you left the crater. Should I cry now to be happy later? Emotions leaving you, you fucking traitor. Shit is full circle. Like an equator. Oh, love me now or love me later. About to explode. You the detonator. Is the greater good or the vindicator? I'll be back. The Terminator. Oh,
dangerous in the dark, can't see too far. I think it's changing us, it's dangerous. It was the me for you, oh, yeah, and the you for me. Has one seen a love so lovely, heart so cold, call me Mr. Freeze. Will we make it through? No guarantee, baby. Baby, this is crazy. I need therapy. What can they see that I can't see? No one else knows what's inside of me. I'm tired of hiding me. Full circle, like an equator. Oh, love me now, or love me later. About to explode, you the detonator. Is the greater good or the vindicator? I'll be back, the Terminator.
Exploring that person and knowing what you're getting into before you try to merge.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I think that almost every world, I wouldn't say almost, I'll say every world can combine. It's just that it just has to have time. Have to have time. And you have to be willing to combine that shit. If you're not willing to combine that shit, then it's over. Yeah. Once you're not willing to combine, or one party is not willing to combine, it's over until that party is willing to combine. And that goes to with music, and it goes with relationships as well.
That's kind of yeah. where I was coming from with, like, that example is, like, that's how I look at, like, certain collaborations. It's, like, if I'm coming in with the mindset of, like, this isn't going to be, like, I don't see how this could work type shit, it's going to be more difficult for me to, like, create said thing. So then at that point, I'm just here to supplement what you already got going. So to answer Joy's question is, like, I just do what the artist, like, is essentially trying to, like, want me to do, but I just, like, fit in my sauce and shit. But if it's something that like, we're like, I do see, like, oh, this would be, like, dope. And, like, going back to, like, my world thing is, like, whenever I, like, start, like, really doing collaborations more, like, I'm visiting everybody's world, like, everybody's a universe. So, like, whenever I come to your universe, this is what you got going, and, like, how is, like, what I got going in my universe and your universe gonna, like, make a new universe? So that's kind of how I look at it. And so I personally, like, I feel like it's very important for me to, like Nolan was saying, like, mess with you, like, really vibe with you. Because that makes the process easier. It makes the process easier with, like, the combination and whatnot. And it's like already ongoing thing. But that's kind of how I approach it. Is, like, I want to, one, make sure that we have a good kind of, like, standing and whatnot in terms of just, like, as people. Because, like he said, it's an extension. Like, your music is an extension of who you are and shit. So.
And I guess to also add, you gotta keep in mind that your world view isn't the whole world's view. It's not the say all be all, because you might not be right on everything. So that's the importance of collaborating, is to have someone else to be like, hey, I think you can do this better. Here's how I do it. And, you know, vice versa. It's a sharing of ideas. So if you're willing to do that without sacrificing yourself, and if the other person does the same, that's the way collaborations can really work, and that's how you create the new universes, is by people putting themselves into one entity, you know, and letting, you know, like putting your pride to the side, you know, instead of like being like, this is how it is, this is, you know, you just be like, okay, let me at least try to see where this person is coming from. Then I can try to, based on that, try to see how can I explain myself to them so they understand.
And it sounds like, too, it's almost a need, and I'm not saying it's a requirement, but a need to, like, have a relationship with the person you're about to collaborate with on some kind of level. And I'm not saying, like, you guys just have to be homies and besties or whatever, but to some degree, you have to have had a conversation and been able to understand each other on a, like, respect level and be able to relate before you can collaborate. But you kind of have to have that relationship first. And two, sometimes if you don't get that, like, chemistry during that initial conversation, it's kind of like, that's kind of the moment to be like, all right, maybe this may not work, or if this is gonna work, we gotta, like, you know, establish some type of boundaries. There's gonna have to be some compromise. Like, I think we talk about this a lot on the show, but it just has to be a continuous communication of what is going on and what you want out of the project on both ends, because you don't necessarily want to, like, compromise yourself to the point of where it's like, okay, am I even in this anymore? But you also don't want somebody else to feel compromised to the point where they're like, am I in this anymore? Because the reality is, you decided to collaborate because you respect each other's work on some level. And you see the vision, and you, like, these worlds, you can see where these worlds are, like, gonna come together. You just don't know how yet.
Well, I'm glad that New Radio and Nalone's worlds came together. Let the folks know your socials and let them know what you got going, bro.
I'm on IG, Nulano underscore L-E underscore Shun. That's S-H-U-N. So